I'd like to welcome back to the Magic Morning Show from the Conway Fire Department. We have Garrett Meador. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming in. We had this whole little trivia battle planned for you guys, you and Ricky Goodrow from the Conway Police Department, also participating in the Chad Battle of the Badges, but understandably, Ricky's a busy guy.
He's a busy guy.
You're a little upset with Ricky?
I mean, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. We won't get into it. Nonetheless, so we were going to have a little bit of a trivia round, and you were actually saying it's probably a good thing because trivia is not really a strong suit.
You're going to be very disappointed with me in trivia. I know that.
But so we'll have some fun with it. We'll have some fun with it nonetheless. What we're going to do when it comes to the contest, everybody texting in, and it's actually kind of funny because a lot of the support was going towards Ricky.
Yeah.
Those cops always get that that press, man.
But the firefighters show up.
The firefighters are the one who show up. Exactly. Lesson learned. Lesson learned. So what we'll do is everybody who texted in, no matter the team that you chose, we're going to put you in a random drawing, and we'll choose shortly who that winner will be, and we'll give away the Bretton Woods ski passes that way, and we'll just have some fun with some trivia coming up. But first, let's talk about Chad. Battle of the Badges. Big hockey championship happening this Friday night, 7 o'clock. 13th annual Battle of the Badges. How many years have you been doing, Garrett?
This is going to be my fourth year, and we're doing Friday the 13th, the 13th game.
Yeah.
So far this year, this is the way it's going. We'll see how it goes. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good game. There's a lot of really good new players that are on both teams this year. So the practices that we've been able to make, this is going to be one of the better played years, I think. I mean, there's a lot of fast guys, fast, big people playing on this team. And it's just a good level of hockey to play. And go watch. I mean, without there being a team in Manchester this year, this could be a big year for that stadium to be packed. So hopefully, if you got nothing going on Friday night, come down and check it out.
And bring up the family, too. It's family fun. That's what's so great.
The whole thing is family involved. In between each period, there's a ton of different family things that go on. The kids from the hospital that have gone through and done everything and now are ambassadors for the hospital actually do stuff during intermissions. They're all around. There's kids everywhere. It's a blast.
Mm-hmm.
You should really just come check it out.
Yep. Tickets are $10 per person. You can get details at chadhockey.org. Kids 5 and under will go in for free. And again, 13 years in the running now. Over the first 12 years, $2.5 million has been raised for the Children's Hospital at Dartmouth and Hitchcock. Fantastic cause to get behind.
Yeah, it's incredible. $2.5 million in 12 years. It's crazy. And some of these guys that go out and fundraise, one of the guys right now on the police, they get out there sometimes. They're busy guys. He's raised over $24,000 so far this year for the hospital. It's insane.
Amazing.
I mean, just our little valley right here, we can't thank everybody enough. We do a great job of fundraising. And with as many fundraisers that are going on, the fact that these people can still set aside some for a hospital that is on the other side of the state is just incredible.
Yeah.
And we can't thank you guys enough for all that stuff. So
it's great. And then you guys have been doing all types of different fundraisers and stuff all throughout the valley with different venues and different people helping out. And that is one thing. We have numerous guests that come here on a regular basis, and they all say the same thing. It's unbelievable how much this valley gives.
Yeah, valley pride is just one of those things that you can't explain.
People
just come out.
And there's nowhere else like it in the world.
No, there isn't.
It's really incredible, and this should be a fun game. Again, chadhockey.org is the website. You can go there. 7 p.m. is the puck drop. Gates open at 5:30. And like Garrett mentioned, in between the intermissions as well as in before, after the game, lots of opportunities for family fun, all types of different things. I know the Chad Buddies is a big thing with the patients at Chad, and the Buddies give players a tangible connection to Chad. And it's really just all about the kids, all about that family and community.
Yeah, it's all about the community. I got an extra buddy this year from Berlin. I haven't been able to meet her yet. Really hoping to meet her if she's coming down to the game.
Yep.
I'm not sure if I can say her name. I didn't talk to her parents on the radio. So,
yeah.
But if you're listening up in Berlin, you know who you are.
Oh, they're listening.
Hopefully we'll meet you. And then, just the experience of going to the hospital and everything like that, it really sets home what you're raising money for this game. And it just opens up a whole nother aspect of why you're fundraising for these people. So you really just kind of sit down, keep the tires rolling, and just get the money out.
keep going. And that's really cool too, because all the players collectively, of course, they're raising money, but they all have to raise a certain amount of money to participate in the game. And then when it comes to the practices and the guys' busy schedules as it is, it's a labor of love.
It is. Yeah, we've got our last practice down today. Monies get turned in. And then everything else is kind of added up. I think right now I'm a little around $4,000 raised, and I don't know what Ricky's at, but just that connection and that says it comes back to the valley. Everyone in the valley just helps raise that much money.
excellent
for us to rate there. So
thousands of dollars has been raised and continuing more, and that makes millions for the cause. And when it comes to those benefits that the programs use over at CHAD, it's injury prevention, child life programs, Molly's Place, which is a family-centered place at CHAD that provides a library and online and resources for families. The money just goes a long, long way, and that's what CHAD's really good at doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Okay, well, there it is. That's the Battle of the Badges, of course, and sadly, Ricky couldn't show up today, but he's representing Team Police. We have Team Fire. You guys were victorious last year.
We won last year.
Yeah.
The last 5.6 seconds we won.
Last five, yeah, so it comes down to the line, like you said, and this year the playing will be even better.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game. If you got nothing going on Friday night, make the drive down to Manchester. Mm-hmm. Have a good time.
Yeah, and the weather's been cooperating for the little bit of a commute there, but it's worth it, and it's a day out, and the family gets to enjoy it all.
Yeah, it should be great.
Excellent. Okay, chadhockey.org is where you want to go for full details. We're going to choose, again, when it comes to our trivia game, we're going to choose anybody out of the random who texted in at 603-356-9145, but Garrett's not going to get out of here without answering at least one or two trivia questions, all right? The game was going to be, best of three, more or less. It's going to ask you guys three different questions, and then it was going to be whoever got the most points, an opportunity to steal, whatever. I'm just going to have you choose one through six. We'll do two trivia questions, simple stuff, just because, I mean, you're here. We might as well play.
Let's have some fun.
We might as well play. So one through six, what would you like for a question?
Let's go two.
Number two, okay, and they're not divided in any which way, which make it more harder or easy. Which NHL team has won the most Stanley Cups? And they're all multiple choice, by the way. Most Stanley Cups. Is it A, the Montreal Canadiens, the Toronto, B, the Toronto Maple Leafs, or C, the Detroit Red Wings? Who has the most when it comes to Stanley Cup wins?
Oh, man. As a Bruins fan, I don't want to say the Canadiens, but...
is that your final answer?
Yeah, I think it's the Canadiens.
And you got it. Yep, there it is. Yes, correct. Yes, it is. The Montreal Canadiens. They actually have 24 Stanley Cup finals.
Oh, man.
24. Number one, three, four, five, or six. One more question.
Four.
Number four, here we are. What are the official dimensions of an NHL ice rink? Is it A, 180 by 95 feet, B, 200 by 85 feet, or C, 210 by 105 feet? You've done a lot of skating in these rinks.
I know.
If you had to guess, is it 180 by 95, 200 by 85, or 210 by 105?
Oh, God. I'm going to go with the first one.
You're going to go with the first one? I'm sorry. No, that is incorrect.
I should know this.
It's actually B, 200 by 85 feet. And you skate up and down it all day long.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there it is.
We don't pay attention.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. You, thinking about how many feet you have to skate, it's probably not worth it.
Now it's going to be stuck in my head. I'm going to play like terrible.
Oh, no, you're going to be just fine. We're gonna root for Team Fire on the list just because Ricky couldn't show up today. So we're on your team. We're supporting Team Fire.
Like it.
What we're going to do is, Gavin, we're going to have you choose a name at random, and you can announce this person's going to win some Bretton Woods ski passes for participating in our game. And the winner is...
It is Melissa Emerson from Madison.
Wonderful. Congratulations to Melissa from Madison. There you go. Melissa, if you're listening, thank you for participating. We'll be in touch, and I'll let you know how you can pick up your prize. And Garrett, we wish you the best of luck. Team Fire, go Team Police. And of course, it's all for CHAD, which is the Children's Hospital at Dartmouth and Hitchcock. You can check out chadhockey.org. And don't forget, it's this Friday night, 7 o'clock. The puck will drop. Snow Arena right in Manchester, chadhockey.org. Garrett, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.